Talking about Odom and Chav in Gan Eden. Understand the story of Odom and Chav in Gan Eden. First have to understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu created Gan Eden. Why he put Odom and Chav there. What went wrong there? Why he threw them out of Gan Eden? And why he made sure that no one else would ever go back to Gan Eden? Odom and Chav eating from the Eitz Hadas was not a single event. It happened. It's something that changed the entire nature of the human being. And human history. Chag Yisrael. Lost a lovo, it's my Mashiach. Ramban says, not everyone says. Get back to them, Adrega. Some say the Chag Yisrael immediately after Kabbalat Satoru got to them, Adrega, and lost it at Chet Ego. Talking about a major event that has to be understood. When it says Avdu L'Shamra, he placed now, the other thing is, Torah gives the location of it, depending on four rivers. Tell us that it's a real place. And it's not some sort of fantasy event. Vayika Hashem Elokim Etz Odom. He took Odom, Vayanechenu Gan Eden, Lo'avdo L'Shamra. Now, what does that mean, Lo'avdo L'Shamra? So, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Odom HaRishon for no other purpose than to be a farmer? No, doesn't make any sense. The other major problem is that diktuk-wise, it doesn't fit either. Because the word gan is Lashon Zohar. And if he was there to lavur as hagan, lishmar as hagan, it would say lo avdo ulo shamro. It doesn't do that. It says lo avdo ulo shamro. And Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, no. He put him in Gan Eden. Gan Eden was a place where life was very, very easy. All your food was there, automatically growing trees. Just had to pick off the food. The climate was ideal. No problem of shelter, clothes, no physical needs. And person was left, human being, was left free of all his physical needs to be able to focus exclusively on Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An ideal life. That is how Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar describes it, and Chazal seems to be taken for granted. Now, that's the human being is unique in a number of aspects. We are both guf and neshama, the physical and spiritual. And There's another unique thing about human beings. We're aware of our own existence. We have a self-awareness. And we're aware of ourselves as physical beings. We're aware of ourselves as people. A sense of consciousness, which comes from my spiritual dimension. That self-awareness is unique to human being because of his neshama. Now there are two parts of my self-awareness. Myself as a person, as a neshama, self as a guf. Two parts of my self-image. The idea of tzniyus is very simple. When I meet someone and make an impression on someone, what do I want him to react to me as? As a person, with midas tevis, with ideas, neshama, or as a goof? Something else. What the message I send to someone about me is also the message I have about myself. Who am I? I'm a goof, or I'm a neshama. The purpose of being in Gan Eden, human being is this bridge. He's both guf and neshama. And the purpose, person's not a malach. A malach is totally neshama. On the other hand, a human being, an animal, is totally guf. And we are the split between, we're the joining of guf and neshama. The purpose of our guf is to, the neshama has to use the guf as a means of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, ideally, my self-awareness and my self-consciousness should be myself as a neshama, realizing that I'm using my guf as a means to an end. Adam HaRishon was freed from all his responsibility to support himself, take care of his physical needs, be able to focus exclusively on Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to use his guf as developing his neshama, building his neshama, connecting his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was told, you have to live with limitations. You live without limitations, first human being goes wild. First thing we're told, Me'eitz Hadas Tovara Lo Sochum Yom Acholchum Venom Ostomos. And then the Nochash speaks. Nochash was a specific type of reptile. Not all reptiles, a specific type of reptile at that point that had legs. And apparently had some degree of intelligence. Vayom anocha shalif shalot mostamos, and you won't die. Ki yodea elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, yom acholchum emenu, v'nipchu aneichem, your eyes will be open, v'yisem kelokim, and either you'll be powerful, yode tovara. V'atei isha, kitoweitz lamacho, is very good to eat, chrisavu hulenayim, it was beautiful to behold. It was going to give great intelligence. Human beings have three forms of pleasure in this world. There's physical pleasure. There's aesthetic pleasure, seeing something beautiful, we enjoy it. And intellectual pleasure, enjoy ideas. And she saw that she was going to achieve all of her taivas in this world through the eating from this fruit. So there is the Ramban on the Kedoshim Tiyu and the Rambam on the Yisr Losa Surach Levavchim Vachreinich. They describe a certain type of Avera. But backwards, but before we get there, the physical world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, the physical body that we have, was supposed to serve the purpose of using the physical world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for spiritual purposes. The ultimate goal of this world, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to use the physical world for spiritual purposes. The physical world by itself does not justify itself. It is not something self-justifying. And the physical world was created for the purpose of enabling us to go for spiritual purposes. And here, for the first time, I was said, no, even though it violates my spiritual purpose is not to eat this. But I want it. It tastes good. I want the physical world to justify the physical world. So as Rashi says, I mean, their eyes are open, everyone knows. So what is this? Everyone knows what he's about. If a person has clothes on, his self-image is one thing. When you take your clothes off, you have a much more acute sense of your physical being. And calls man that their attitude towards the world was the world is here, the physical world is here to achieve a spiritual purpose. The self-image was spiritual. But the moment they realize the physical world can be divorced from the spiritual world. The physical world can be viewed as an end in itself. Then the question is, how do you view yourself? The reason we clothe ourselves is that by being clothed, we have much more sense of ourselves as people than as bodies. And that is the whole idea behind Sinus. And that came here. Now they have to confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them. Now what happened is the Rambam points out in Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph. Wasn't they just did an Aveira? The whole sense of self changed, the whole Madrega changed, who and what they are became different. Now they have to confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a much lower Madrega than they've begun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ayeko, where are you holding in this world? What Madrega are you on? How did you sink so low? Ayeko, Yodeo HaYeheichem, you know? But he wants to begin, where are you? And they said, no. A person cannot confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this stage of life without clothes. Previously, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Adam Rishon and says, "Kolei tzagan ocho tochol, mei tadas tovra, socho mimeno, kiliyom ocholcho mimeno, nos tomos." Adam Rishon didn't have clothes. That wasn't a problem. Adam Rishon didn't sense a steer between his physical being, his spiritual being. His home at Sius was a spiritual being who was going to use his physical being to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now, he's confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a different level. Confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a physical being who's trying to become a spiritual being. I used to be a spiritual being. I'm going to make myself feel myself more as a spiritual being by putting clothes on. But I can't confront you now without clothes because I'm too physical. So he says, if that's so, you must have eaten from the Eitz HaDaas. And gives him a klola. What's the klola? First he gives a klola to the Nachash. Orato Mikol HaBehim, Mikol Chayas HaSodim. You, the Merkur, curse and any other way. I'm taking away your legs. You're going to crawl on the ground. V'ofetochal. Kol yamei chayecha. Just rubble in the dust entire life. There'll be tension between you and human beings. And you'll try to kill him, and they'll try to kill you. Number one. Ishama, old woman. Haba arbit zvonech veheronech. That's a tell the bottom. Your pregnancies will be difficult. Your birth will be difficult. Bringing up children will be difficult. You'll psychologically feel dependent on your husband. He'll be able to manipulate that if he wants, take control of him. Not a mitzvah. What's your punishment? Then Adam changes Chava's name from Isha to Chava. What is happening? What's happening here? Each Nochosh, the Isha and the Adam, are being told what their primary tasks in this world will be, and those primary tasks will come with great difficulty. Come with great difficulty. What's going to come with difficulty? A man, you now have, until now, your main task in life was Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, your task will be Parnosa. And Parnosa is not going to be easy. Parnosa is going to be hard. Woman, until now, what was your main task? Your main task was to be Eze Kenegdo, that's an Isha. Now your main task will be to be a mother. And that's why the name is changed from Isha, me Ishlu Kochazot, because she's an Eze Kenegdo, to Chava, he hoisla em Kochai. Bring up a family will be difficult. Pregnancy will be painful. Childbirth will be painful. Bring them up will be painful, difficult. What is an animal's basic activity? It roams, moves around, and it eats. And it procreates. Harbe harbe, it's vanech veheron. And it says, aruato, so Chazal Gemara Becheres says, it's talking about the animals giving birth. Agachon chatelech. Used to be able to move around freely, you're just going to grovel on the ground now. And your food will be totally tasteless. And then we're told that our relations between human beings and animals, human beings and human beings, are going to be a certain tension that's going to be in us. Now, why is this mida keneged mida? The answer is very simple. Look around the world today. When human beings have life difficult, they don't have time, ability, resources to go crazy in the pursuit of pleasure. But what happened in Gan Eden? Gan Eden, they didn't have to worry about anything. They didn't have to worry about anything. So Kolzman, they understood that their tachlis was to use their guf to serve. Sir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not dangerous. The moment the goof became a be-all and end-all in itself, in the Rambam's Loshen, not the Achat Taivos, became a Baltaiva. A Baltaiva will have everything available to him in an unlimited way with no other worries. He's going to be consumed by his Taivas and it's going to totally destroy him. It's today's world. There's another time in history. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought an unbelievable Shefa Brocha. It was go before the Mabel, and they went crazy. Mikol Hashem Bechor, unlimited pursuit of Taiva, natural, unnatural. You create Taivas in a dream that you had. Human being has to be restrained. It's restrained by a life of difficulty. And that's the idea of the Klala. But Rambam writes, someone asked him a question. He says, What is the greatest thing a human being has? A moral conscience. An animal doesn't have a moral conscience. How is it that we understood Tov V'Ra afterwards? We didn't understand Tov V'Ra before. Ram says, no, it's not really what happened. Before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, he understood everything with an absolute clarity. He didn't have his taivas clouding his vision and his judgment. So he understood everything, that if he would do X, the consequences would be Y. And he saw morality and all the consequences of morality. That if you live your life stealing, this will go bad, and this will be do this, and everything. He had a very clear vision of the world. However, the moment he became a Baal Taiva, the entire vision of the world changed. Our vision of the world changed, and he didn't have that same clarity. And that's why today, in all of our moral decisions we have, we're being pushed in 20 different directions, what we want, what we should need, and what we don't need, and how to get it, because the world has become very clouded. Tov V'Ra, before that was Emes V'Sheker, the right thing to do, and the consequences of the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do, and the consequences of the wrong thing to do. Everything was clear. The moment the person became a Baal Taiva, the Rambam writes, then all of his moral judgments, I'm totally confused. That's what we say, Tov V'Ra. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hein Odom Hoyo Kacha Mimenu. And a person in such a situation that he has everything available to him with ease, it's about taifa, and has that intelligence of a human being, can become a very dangerous animal, be very destructive. And then if he lives very long life or forever, however the Ola means, his ego will go beyond, and the whole world get destroyed. Vayashlichehu Hashem Elokim Megan Eden. L'avodas Adom Shalukach Mishan. He threw him out of Gan Eden. People don't leave Gan Eden willingly. Get thrown out of Gan Eden. To till the soil. There's a brand new task now. Until now, everything was there automatically. He didn't have to worry. He didn't have to think about Parnas. Now he's throwing them out. You want food? Work for it. You need clothing? Work for it. You need shelter? Work for it. And it's going to be hard. But he made sure, Vayashken, Mekedem Uganeinas HaKruvim, Vesalahat HaKherv HaMis HaPechas. That to make sure that no one would ever go in there. Because a human being in his current state, going into Gan Eden is a very dangerous animal. The world's a very dangerous place today. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the past 70 years, after the Second World War, brought a Shefa Bracha to the world. Unlimited opportunity, unlimited technology, unlimited everything. And a good part of humanity got absolutely drunk on their pursuit of pleasure. The biggest health crisis in the United States, I don't know what it is in the UK today, is the opioid crisis. People just killing themselves in drugs. Emergency rooms are just filled with people's overdosing. Every type of news conceivable. Everything. Human beings given high intelligence, unlimited opportunity, and a Shefa Bracha that gives you the opportunity to live with not the difficult way it used to be, human beings go crazy until they potentially destroy themselves. We'll spend more time in a lot of the details mitzvah Hashem next week is Purim the following week.